afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world, across the nation, and of course our kissing cousins in Canada. Welcome, welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, how's everybody doing? I hope you guys had a decent week, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. It is sunny in Washington, and actually, we're due for nothing but good weather until next Wednesday, because you know we live in liquid sunshine. But this is just wonderful. It's just fantabulous, just great. So anyway, I'm going to do the little spiel that I normally do. Get your pen and a piece of paper, because I want to give you some information, too, write down. So welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. We're so glad you are joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we are here also on Monday nights at 6 p.m. We discuss and go over career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, moving. We cover it all. We even do business for different businesses. We do readings for them as well. It is our pleasure and honor always to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Be sure and check out Lenis on YouTube as Saturday Night Psychic. Yes, 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 I finally did it. I finally went over to YouTube, so I'm still learning. But anyway, go into YouTube, and not now, after the show, Saturday Night Psychic. Because, you know, I always say during the show, I'm Saturday night and Nina's Sunday morning. So anyway, I did March horoscopes. So a little bit nervous at the beginning, but then it all kind of falls into place. And I'm sure as I do it each month, it will get better and better. And there's more information about that, too. So daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. And if you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. We definitely appreciate that, because that puts you on the newsletter, you know, so you definitely add any contests or things that's going on. Or you can donate to the website to keep the service continuing. If you have any message for us, send them to the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you for supporting and enjoying the show. Just remember, again, the theme this year, this is what I felt psychically, is magic, miracles, and achievements. And I have to admit, achievements have already begun for me, which is really, really good. Okay, now Nina's not here. You know, she just moved last week, so she's still busy in her new home doing stuff. So probably next Sunday, she will be with us next Sunday and Monday for sure. In the chat room, we have our wonderful, such a treat, beautiful, beautiful young lady, Heather. She's in there to answer your questions. So as always, if you don't want to come on the air, and that's fine, to ask a question, you are more than welcome to go into the chat room and ask Heather. Heather's there. She's very good. It's What's the Frequency? And sometimes we're also joined by Sheha, Anna. Sometimes she's in. But Heather is here, and she told me she's got a question for me. Okay, I will be back to answer that. That's for sure. Yay, yay, yay. All right, thank you so much, Heather, for being here. Now, okay, everybody got their paper and pen? The new moon is the 6th of this month, okay? March 6th is the new moon. March 20th is the full moon. Now, I know you don't want to hear this, but it's going to be happening. Mercury retrograde. Don't curse me out, please. I have nothing to do with it. But anyway, Mercury retrograde begins on the 5th, which is Tuesday, and will end March 28th. So write that down. Mercury retrograde is March 5th to March 28th. Now, getting back to YouTube that I'm on now, that I'm doing, eventually I'm going to tell you, it'll probably be later down the line, maybe 3 or 4 months later, we're going to try and do, so they have in YouTube, what is it, live chat, something like that, yeah. And so maybe Nina and I can be on the air where you can see us and answer your questions, you know, have that live chat room going, and we can answer your questions that way too, and you can see us as we're talking to you. So we'll see, you know, that's in the mix for later down the line. But for right now, you can see me, Linus, as Saturday Night Psychic. I had another name, y'all, and my God, it was like 10,000 people had that name, and I was like, okay. And I thought, okay, what am I known by on the radio? I'm Saturday Night Nina Sunday. So I went with Saturday Night Psychic. Nobody else has it. And actually, it's pretty good for me because y'all know me. I shoot from the hip. So anyway, when you go in, be sure and subscribe. You know, the little red thing, subscribe, and hit the like button so you'll know. And also, I mean, like and hit the subscribe button and the bell. Hit that little bell so that anytime I'm in, you'll get notification of whatever that I'm doing, of course. So the next thing that's coming up in March is, because it's Mercury retrograde, I'm going to do all 12 signs. How does this? It's in Pisces, too. By the way, happy birthday, Pisces people. God bless you. So I'm going to go in and do all 12 signs, how Mercury retrograde in Pisces is affecting each sign, good, bad, indifferent, or hey, you know, it might be great, may not be that bad. But this is the first Mercury retrograde of the year. So, you know, just want to give you a little information. So when you go on to see Saturday Night Psychics for the March monthly horoscopes, like I said, subscribe, hit the bell, hit the like button, and also you'll get notification of the Mercury retrograde, how it affects all 12 signs. Okay, so that's done. We've got all the technical stuff out the way, so let's do prayers. And, of course, invite, welcome to the show, area code 203, area code 941, 845, and 480. Welcome to the show. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher universe. So be it, our wills will be done. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically from our past, our present, and future, from the earth, the moon, and the sun. And we also release karmic density from this timeline, dimension, and multiverse, from our energies and our vibrations, and also from the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth density, okay, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Now, you know I got to do the money one. Make it happen here and now in this timeline, density, dimension, and multiverse. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibration and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves gives us financial abundance in cash, financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for, source. Manifest a sign within 24 hours, source. Cause and effect. We deserve all of this and more, source. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, multiverses, and source are all opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our wills be done. All right, very, very good. And I hope that good things are happening in everybody's life. Gotta drink a little water before I begin so I don't start coughing and stuff, huh? All right, well, I think we are ready to begin. And our first call to the show is area code 203. You're on the air with Linus. How are you today, and who's this?
Hi, Linus. I'm good. This is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the show. And how are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Terrific. I'm doing fine, but you sound a little reluctant and hesitant. Remember, I'm an empath, too. What's your question? I can feel it. What's your question?
So, actually, I don't know if you remember, but I called the show last week, and I spoke to you. I don't know if you remember, but I was calling about my love life, and I was asking about a guy named Mason, who I went to high school with, who's also in the military, who I reconnected with recently. And
yes.
You had told me it was, you know, you were seeing positive things with this and to keep communicating and to kind of show him, like, the woman that I am, because he hasn't, like, ever really met, like, a real woman. And
Oh, yes. Okay. How did it
yeah.
go? Tell me. Scoop.
So you had mentioned that, you know, soon I was going to be having a conversation with him that kind of, like, triggered him and, like, awakened him to kind of, like, I don't know, to see things, like, differently or whatever, see things in a different perspective. I can't remember exact wording you said, but so I, you know, recently I was looking into wanting to kind of open up to him more, because that was something that I feel like I hadn't done. Like, I was kind of being more reserved and not, like, opening up too much. So I was texting with him earlier today and just kind of was, like, a little vulnerable with, you know, just kind of a little story that I told him about how, like, someone from my past who tried to come back and, you know, they were just playing games. And so I kind of just, like, opened up a little bit and kind of showed him, like, what I am looking for, you know, how, like, you know, I don't like how that happened and how that played out, and just kind of showed him, like, what I'm looking for, like, something mature, someone who communicates well. And so I don't know if that was the conversation you were referring to, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You put sunshine in his eyes.
Yeah, so I guess I'm
seeing
calling
it. His eyes are like the sun. They're so happy. It's almost like looking at a baby laughing for the first time, and all you see is just love and glowing, you know, because you want to laugh too because the baby's laughing happy. That's how I see him right now. He's just, his eyes are like a newborn baby. He's seeing life from a different perspective, but it's good. It's so happy. I almost
Do
can't
think
explain
it's
it.
Because?
It's so happy. I don't know what you said, but you really opened him up. You really did, Victoria. It's good.
That, okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
good. No,
because,
he's happy
because
about
what
it.
Okay, good. Because, like, and the reason I decided to bring this up is because a while back when we were out to dinner, he had shared with me how an ex of his had tried to come back and how, like, it's the same, you know, same old thing and whatever, and basically how he didn't appreciate that. So I figured I would tell him, now that this happened to me, that we can kind of connect and have that
right.
kind of similar thing. So I figured, and then I was thinking back to what you told me, and I was like, well, maybe this was what, you know, what Lennis was talking
was
about as far as, you think that was definitely it?
Yes. You both are coming from the same thing. The angels told me to tell you that's your twin essence. You need to look that up. They're telling me right
that
now
again?
That Mason is your twin essence.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look that up.
You got to look up the essence and twin. You two have
yeah.
been together spiritually. I mean, your
yeah.
spiritual aspect of the both of you from many, many lifetimes ago. It's almost like 5 to 10 past lifetimes before.
Yeah.
But you always would hook up, even if it wasn't meant for you two to be together. You would hook up almost like brother and sister, but greater. Because the essence is very
mm-hmm.
powerful. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
yeah.
meant. This is meant. You need it. That's why I kept saying, like, communicate and show him what a real woman is, and he also can be
yeah.
a real man to you, but he is your twin essence. So, yeah, you two are supposed to be together. The angels are telling me right now this was meant to be. But things have to transpire in both your individual lives before you two met up again, this time in this realm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to be gone for like 9 months unless he comes back early.
You just keep communicating with him. You got him really good. You got him on a pedestal now. You got him high up there.
Yeah.
It feels like he understands and he wants to be with you more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, open up with him more because I feel like I wasn't doing that. Like, when he was here, like, physically in my state, like, I was kind of, like, you know, I had my guard up a little bit. And so I'm hoping to just kind of build that more. But I'm hoping that, like, I've been, like, initiating more of our conversations lately. And I'm hoping that he'll do more of that now. I don't know. I just.
Yes. Yes.
You see that happening?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also. It's a beautiful thing. I feel really good. He's so happy that I'm happy right now. So, you're doing good, girl. Stay on that path.
Yeah.
What you're doing is very, very, very good. Don't change.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
Okay, that's good.
Perfect. Okay.
Do you
All
think,
right, Victoria.
Can I just ask one quick thing? When he, like right before the deployment, he had told me, like, it was just like a weird thing because everything was going so well. And he told me he had, and I asked you about this girl last time. Her name is Tess. And he told me that, like, he kind of sort of had met someone. And, like, so, and I don't know if that was kind of like an impulsive thing once he kind of went back to his state after he left where I'm from. And, like, and so I don't know what is going on with that. Like, I think he got, like, it might have been someone he knew but then reconnected with somehow. And so I'm just wondering, like, what's going on between him and that girl, Tess? Like, it seemed like he was interested at first, but was it, like, an impulsive thing?
Was
it just his cope? Okay.
No.
I didn't know if it was like, his coping mechanism.
Nothing that's going to distract him from you or you from him.
Okay. So you don't think they're talking anymore?
No. No.
Okay. Yeah, I also didn't know if he had said that to me because it might have been easier for him to kind of distance himself a little bit from me. Yeah, which I could appreciate.
He was being honest with you now, so don't throw him under the bus. He's being
honest.
No, it doesn't mean anything to him. His focus is on you. And also what's before him right now, being deployed. But, yeah.
Right.
Relationship. Yeah, he's focused on you. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I should just continue talking, like, kind of as friends, or, like, do you think he'll kind of, I mean, I think right now while he's deployed, he wants to maintain a friendship. I don't know if that's going to change while he's there.
Well,
sure,
and make it a very strong friendship. You know, being friends first, and then later, you know, going to the next level, whatever, is the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because as friends,
when
you can
talk
to each other and be comfortable and share experiences and adventures. But if you get in there and you have sex, blah, 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 well, now you're missing all the other stuff that could have came before that to get an understanding. So, no, you're fine. Don't worry about this other woman.
Okay.
She's not even in the picture. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like come see, come talk, gone. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, you're doing good. Stay on your path.
Okay.
Don't change. Continue to communicate, and you're doing great, young lady.
Okay. And when he comes back from the deployment, is that when you kind of see us, like, taking it, moving it from a friendship to more, or do you see it, like, before
That will come about from your conversation, your communication with him. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way you two communicate will give you that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Lana. Yes, thank you for calling back, Victoria, for the validation and wishing you the very best. Have a beautiful week, young lady. Okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller. Area code 941, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I am doing great, and you?
Terrific. I am just wonderful.
What question
can I answer for you today, young lady?
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'm renting space from somebody for my office, and my business is finally picking back up. But she just rented the office next to me inside actually a medical clinic to a construction guy, which is very loud, and I'm just not really getting the good vibes from, you know, this whole situation and the guy. What do you see coming about regarding my business and being there? Do you see me still being there?
Let me tell you about
or?
The owner that where you're renting your property from, and he rented to the people next door. He's like
It's a she.
What do they
and
call
it's
those
in
landlords?
Her medical office. It's just, it's in her medical building. It's just one of the rooms she rented to this guy that's in a construction company. Yeah.
Okay,
I understand that, but
I'm getting ready to tell you about your landlord. He's like a slumlord. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
He doesn't care whether you guys get along or how many people. He's about the money. How much money can he make from every space, you know, to fill it up? And I'm sorry, he's not looking at. So that's why I say kind of like a slumlord. Like some places, you know, everybody that lives in that particular building or whatever work, right?
She works there, too. She's a doctor. So it's her clinic.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with the business. I'm just telling you about the guy that's renting out these places.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
what
I want you to understand. I want you to look at the whole picture, not just the people next door. What kind of person are you dealing with as far as a landlord for your business? Okay. So now, we understand that. Now, what do you want to know about the business next door? Permanent.
It's not next door. It's actually in the next room. The guy that she rented it out to, I'm just not getting a good vibe off of. And he's in construction here in a medical clinic. You know, I'm a healthcare provider. She is too. And here we have this loud construction guy. And I'm just not getting the good vibe off of it. I just feel like something wrong is going to happen.
Okay, the construction guy. So it's your medical company and it's another medical company, and then there's what, a construction guy in there?
Yeah, construction company?
Yeah,
in a clinic. Yeah, that's why, she's just renting it out to get money. Yeah.
Okay, well, I told you about your landlord, but anyway. So the construction guy, is it when he's in the office it's loud? Is he there all day or is he just there in the morning and he's gone out to check his crews?
No, he's mostly there all day and it's just not him. I don't know who these people are. I'm just getting that didn't tell her the truth. And I don't know, something is very, very shady about it.
Okay, let's protect your business. Let's begin there.
Mm-hmm.
Put sea salt all around your business.
I do that.
Do you know what that is? Sea salt.
Yes.
And take,
I salt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and go all the way around clockwise. And also, if you have a little welcome mat or something in front of the door, put a line under that welcome mat and place it back down. That'll at least give you some protection at your place. And if you have some crystals or anything like that, some gems, you might want to sit by the window or, you know, on your desk, whichever that's close by the front door, and that'll give you protection. And always before you go to work, put your business in white light, right, from the ceiling to the floor so that it's covered, and you should be okay. I don't see any problem. I see the people next door. There could be a robbery. If you do what I just told you to do, you'll be protected. It's like they never touch you. They never bother your business. But the people next door to you, I see a robbery, and it's like instruments. So remember this, what I'm telling you. I see instruments are being taken out of there, medical instruments. What the use, what they need them for, I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't have really instruments. She's an acupuncturist. a Chinese medicine doctor.
Okay,
so,
well, the acupuncture is instruments.
Uh-huh. Oh, that he's going to be stealing it or his friends?
I don't know if it's him. I see a robbery. And the person that has a business next door to you, the next room, I see instruments being taken. So if they're doing acupuncture, they're dealing with needles or whatever else.
Yep.
Those are instruments they use in that field. Well, I see him being robbed. So, and the business with the construction guy is, you're right, it is shady. It's not on the up and up. I believe somebody else's name was used to attain that property or for it to have a clearance to get in the property. And it's some people around there that look kind of like critters. When I say critters, I mean like
criminals. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just shady.
Shady. They just, I'm not comfortable what I can visualize, what the angels are showing me right now. I'm not comfortable with these. I see two guys and a woman, and to me, they almost look like meth addicts. Or, you know, like that. They don't look like construction people, per se. So, okay, that's what they're showing me. Okay. But anyway, do what I ask you to do for your business, and your business will not get touched, but they will bother the person next door to you.
Well, they're right next to my office in this little clinic, and she has all the rest of the offices for herself. Now, is she going to notice what they're doing?
She should.
My landlady?
She should.
Yeah.
You aren't supposed to know what your tenants are doing or what's going on. That's up to her.
Yeah. But you're saying that she's the one that's going to get robbed? She's the
I see instruments being taken out of there.
Yeah.
I see you covered. You're okay. If you do what I told you to do with the salt and the white light, you're okay. But, and it's not a big robbery or big theft. It's just instruments. Why they took the instruments, I don't know why, but they take instruments out of there. So that's that. Okay. Well, Carla, I got to move on. I hope that helped.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Don't forget, push 1 so you can get in the queue. Otherwise, you get bumped down and somebody else gets in front of you. So be sure and push 1. Okay, next caller, area code 845. Thank you for your patience. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lucy. How are you?
Fine. Did you say Lucy?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Lucy. How are you doing today, young lady?
Very well, thanks.
Good, 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 good. And what can I help you with today?
Okay. You see, can you see? It's a lot of changes where I work, and they're giving me a different kind of work. What you can tell me about what's going on and my future there and anything that you can say about
I need to be more specific when I go to the angels. What would you like me to ask them, Lucy?
Okay.
About what?
The changes. What's going on at my workplace.
At your workplace. Okay. Stop.
Yes.
That's good. Okay.
My boss, is she going to be laid off? Are we going to be changing? Anything.
Okay. You said there are changes going on at your job, and that's what you want me to find out?
As far as the office.
You're asking about the boss. I'm going to the angels about you.
Okay.
So who do you want me to about you, Lucy, or ask
Luke.
About your boss?
No, about me and all related.
About you, okay.
My supervisor, of course, is part of my what I'm doing now.
Huh? now you're confusing me again. I started thinking about you, and then you said your supervisor. Okay, Lucy, I'm going to go to the angels and ask them, what do you want me to ask them about the changes at your job? Are you going to be laid off, or are you going to still be continually to work there? Is that what you want to know?
I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be there. I'm going to maybe promote it, change group, anything that, that is related to me about what I'm doing.
There's something that has to do with budget, with money. Some people
mm-hmm.
are doing their job. Some people are not doing their job, or they feel like they're tired of just carrying people that are not doing their job. They're not fulfilling their duties or function that they're supposed to do. And in one way, it's costing the company money. And another way, they want people in there that's going to do the job and be, what's the word? Where
efficient.
The company is profitable.
Efficient.
I see
efficient.
Laziness. They're telling me that people that work there are lazy. They're not really applying their full skills. They're not even doing, some of them are not even like, some people are like, I just go to job, make my 8 hours to pay my bills and go home, whatever. But some people can go to work for 8 hours and only work four, if you understand what I'm saying, because the other four, they're bullshitting. They're not really working. They're just making it look like they're busy. This is a problem that the owners or owner of this company has, that the people are not being productive. That's the word, I was looking for. They're not seeing the production that should be happening within this company, so they feel like, maybe lay off some people that are not doing their job and bring people in that will do it. Some people might start wearing two hats where you work at, and some people just will be without a job. They'll get laid off because they're not producing what the owners of the company want. They want to see more production. They want to see more profit. I'm sorry?
That's a corporation, a huge corporation
they
work for.
Okay, well, they've been looking at their budgets and the profits and who's doing what in the company since the beginning of January. And now it's March. They're getting ready to make some decisions. So there's going to be some changes. And sorry to say, because we're going to be starting Mercury retrograde here on Tuesday, so you can look for some abrupt changes in that company in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay? When I mean abrupt, like you could go in today and they might say on Wednesday they're laying off 10 people. Unexpected. Okay? So
okay.
Just to let you know, keep your eyes and ears open and do the very best that you can. And self-preservation is number one, Lucy, so look after Lucy. Okay?
I do a lot. I'm in the top ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for calling, Lucy. I got to move on. I got a full board today. Let me know. Check in and let me know how things are going. And you have a beautiful week.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, next call is area code 972. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Gabby. I spoke to you about a week ago.
Oh, Gabrielle? No?
Yes.
Oh, Gabby.
How are you?
I'm going to call you Gabby. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Anyone is fine.
Oh, Gabrielle? Okay. I like Gabrielle.
Yeah.
I know she's the
Gabby. How are you doing?
I'm writing it, Angel. Okay, Gabby, go ahead. How are
so,
you today, young lady?
I've been working. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah,
well, what can I answer for
kitchen.
You today? Maybe lift your spirits.
Yeah, so I work in a kitchen, and it's intense. My boss has anger issues, and he, like, freaks out a lot and, like, you know, kind of, like, talks to everyone like they're stupid and everyone, like, and he, like, slams stuff. And I used to do a lot of medicine work, but it was so spherical because I didn't have, like, any concept of time management or budgeting. And I'm kind of getting tired of working for other people, and I'm thinking about doing, like, plant medicine ceremonies again. So I can, like, move out of this, like, drone 40 hours a week type mindset. I was wondering if you, like, pick up anything on it.
Well, what do you like to do? Let me go to him with that. What do you like to do? I can tell you right now where you're at is very toxic. But anyway, what do you like to do?
I just love to be free. Like, I just love to create. Like, that's just me. I used to do a lot of medicine work with, like, ayahuasca in, like, November and December, and traveling with it. Now I'm based in Texas. So I'm like, I don't know if I should open up and do that again or continue working and sucking. Because, you know, I'm just saving everything to start my own business. But I'm like, I can't deal with this man yelling at me constantly and punching stuff and slamming stuff and just...
Excuse me. No, he's... we'll get to him, but let's get on you. I'll talk about him in a minute. Let's get to you. So you're in Texas and you want to start your own business and you're in the medical field. Is that it?
No, I used to do medicine work, like stuff with, like, ayahuasca, psychoactive compounds to help people who have, like, trauma issues. So I used to do ceremonies last year, and then I stopped because, like, life happened. And now I'm thinking about doing it again. This is, like, psychoactive medicine from Peru.
Okay, do that. But the angels are saying that you still will need a 40-hour or at least, 37 to 40-hour week job. And they're saying go through a temp agency. In other words, your medicine is 75% and the temp agency is 25%, right? Like that 25%
okay,
is just for you to live. But your business is going to grow. Get out. You got to do some networking, Gabby. That's why I see you do networking, and it just opens up. Yeah, it opens up.
I like to stay in myself.
Because
huh? Like, the work was, like, draining. So I love to be by myself, so that's why I don't go out.
Okay, but, you know, but networking. So that other people will know about you as you go around the community or different cities doing your work. That's what I mean. They want you to network. Yes, very happy for you for what you do. Beautiful. God bless you. And you will be successful at that. But in the time being, they do want you to have at least, you know, you can leave this other place, but be sure and have a job lined up before you leave. Temporary job so that you can – the temporary job, yeah, okay, I work, like I said, 37 or 40 hours a week. But my main thing is this healing that I'm doing. That I want to do.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing like
about
serving or something.
Yeah, about your boss, he's a big bully. That's the bottom line. He's
yeah.
a bully. And I'm sorry that you have to work in that type of environment because he's toxic as hell. I can feel it. It's almost like if I was standing next to you and we were talking, I'd take my fist and punch him in the mouth. So I know it's that
yeah.
bad for you. Yeah, I know it's that bad because it's like, and I don't believe in violence. Violence to me does not solve any problem. But he's so toxic, I can feel this negativity. Like I just want to bip, you know, sit down and shut up. You know, type of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I want you to do this week is put your feelers out, or check with some of the temporary agencies. Hey, you might even find another job that you'll be happy at. But get your feelers out this week, Monday through Friday. And I know we're going in Mercury retrograde, and you should never start a job during Mercury retrograde, but you're looking at temporary. If you were permanent, not good during Mercury retrograde. But a temporary job, you're okay. You're fine.
Yeah, I need
so
to do
check
something.
On that.
Just
put
like,
your
I
feelers out,
with
network. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Monday through Friday, girl, get them applications out at the temp agencies, you know, so you can tell him maybe Friday, kiss my grits. I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. So think about it. Let me know. Think about it. But that's what the angels are saying right now. You will be successful at what you love to do because you're blessed with that.
Yeah,
you came in this realm to help people and to heal people. So you're doing your purpose.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. It's like so
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And listen, let me just say thank you for what you're bringing to humanity. Thank you for that. You know, that's beautiful. It's a blessing. So thank you. All right. Well, have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
And let me know now and then how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good week, too.
Okay. All right. Next caller is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Linus. How are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is T.
I thought it was, but I didn't want to say. Look, I didn't want to say that because I almost busted out laughing at myself. I told a man one day, I said, oh, your daughter is so beautiful. I was shopping, and the man told me it was his wife. I don't say it no more. So now I just wait.
Just wait to see. I feel you.
I just wait.
You have me.
Yeah.
How you doing?
So anyway, what are you up to today, young lady? What can I help you with?
I just finished doing a whole bunch of big work. Thanks for the connection, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes. Just wanted to just see, what do you see in the love arena?
Who's in New York? Why am I picking up somebody from New York basketball? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. New York NBA party mixer introduction. Wow, it's coming fast. Whew.
Talk to me nice.
Friends.
Talk to me.
Friends. Lovers. Companionship. Partners. Whew. Wow. Okay. Anything else, angels? Whoa. I had to write it down. It was coming so fast. New York, somebody that's in the NBA, either active or they just retired player. I think they're active. There's a party. There's an introduction by friends. And it's almost like, it's not like no big fancy dancing party. It's a mixer. But anyway, when you meet this guy, you become friends, lovers. It develops into companionship and partners. Wow. It just really blossoms. This guy,
you know,
is medium complexed.
You know when it's going to happen,
it's 6'5". Okay, keep going, angels. Medium complexed, 6'5". Aquarius. Ooh. Aquarius, or what? Or a Gemini, okay. You'll meet him in March this month, but it won't get underway until April, okay. Whew. Okay. All right, this is the rest of it. They said the guy is medium. He's 6'5". Well, he got to be tall if he's playing NBA. He's either an Aquarius T or a Gemini. And you're going to meet him this month in March. They're saying if it's not in Mercury retrograde, it's right after it. Now, Mercury retrograde ends on the 28th. So, but because they said in April, it gets started. It just starts, like, okay. So I guess right now the introduction is all that. You're just meeting him because you know you don't want to start a relationship during Mercury retrograde. It will not.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yes, yes. But you can start in Mercury retrograde a friendship, you know, where you're just talking back and forth, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you haven't taken it to the next level, like, are we a couple? Are we going to have sex? No, we're not doing none of that till after the 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde. So in between, you're just kind of building up, right? Building up the relationship. So when that time comes, it's perfect. So there you go. I hope you wrote that down.
Do you have a name, Linus? A name? First, a name?
No, they didn't give me a name. They didn't give me a name.
Okay.
So I hope you remember all that. New York NBA party, introduction, friends. It's a mixer. It's not a big party. What is it? Lovers. Oh, your friends and then lovers, companionship, and you become partners. But that's in April. He's medium color, 6'5", Aquarius or Gemini, begins in March, but it jumps off in April. There you go. All right.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome, T. Stay, and you know you can give Tina a call whenever. Don't you know?
Oh
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, I love her. She is awesome.
Okay.
I wish I had more time. Like, I just want to say, in my life, everything has just picked up. Like you said, I've been working a lot, so I've been like trying to make time for to go out and do both. But seems like I've been, you know, I work
social.
Two jobs now. Yeah, so I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when you're free, give her a call. Just give her a call. Yeah, she's
I do.
I'm
gonna call her tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. I heard you.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, T, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Next call is area code 480. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Hello. 480. You're on the air. Hello, hello, hello. Sounded like Madea. Hello. Okay, I guess you just want to listen to the show. That's okay. You're welcome to do that. Next caller is area code 773. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is Nancy Linus.
Hi, Nancy.
You?
Welcome to the show. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. I'm just asking about my work situation. Do the angels have anything to say about that?
Okay. You got problems, too?
Have I got problems? Yes, I think everybody
does
these days.
Let me ask you. So give me a question to ask them to go to the angels and the guides with about your work.
It feels like, what's going on behind the scenes?
Okay. Work behind the scenes. Okay. Dang, Nancy. Damn if you do and damn if you don't. Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. You're scared to put your hand out. Shit, scared that it might get slapped. What the hell? Angels, what's going on? Oh, yeah. It's a toxic environment. Wait a minute. Okay, now they're showing me there's two ladies. One is white. One is an African-American woman. These two women are like, the angels are showing me. What's that cartoon with the two little squirrels? You know, they're always doing shit. They don't have no business, and it cracks you up, but still it's wrong. I can't think of those two squirrels. Anybody's listening right now, call in if you can help me to remember. But these two women, oh, God, they're just shit starters. They are. They're shit starters.
Well, I don't know. I mean, can you give me more of who's who? Because I can't recognize them quite.
Okay, the white lady is a little heavyset. The African woman, I see she's kind of on the thin, maybe tall, but on the slender. I'll put it like that, on the slender side.
Okay.
I tell you, these two women, they bounce off each other, and then they cause havoc for everybody else. That's what I'm telling you. They're shit starters. But they bounce off, you know, well, you know the old cliche, misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey. Yeah, they bounce off each other. But in the meantime, I see you in there just trying to do your job and get along. Shit, clock out and go home. Fuck it. You know, I'm just here so I can pay my bills.
So what's
take care of myself,
the boss
my family.
Up to though?
First thing I want you to do though, Nancy, put some salt in your desk. Get a container of sea salt and put that in your drawer, please.
Okay.
That'll kind of deter them heifers a little bit. I mean, it's not just them. I see a guy. The angels show me now there's a guy in the background. And sometimes he's two-faced. You think he's in your corner. He's listening to you and you're expressing whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like two-faced, but when he turns around and he goes to the director or something, it's something entirely different. It's not what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're showing me him in the background. Yeah, we want your desk protected. In fact, even put, if you can hide it behind a picture or something, I want you to put a little container of sea salt on the top of your desk. I want you to put a container in the drawer at the back where nobody can see it. And if you can, make that one, make that container like a little jar, like a quarter of a cup of salt. I want that one heavy. Yeah, okay, about a quarter of a cup of sea salt in there, and put that in there. And then on your person, you know, in your jacket or pants or something like that, you know, a little small, you know, container just to keep on your person. And always, always, before you go to that job, before you leave out Nancy in the morning to go to work, I want you to cover yourself in white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet before you walk out that front door.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Do you see me staying there long? Because I get the feeling they're trying to force me out. Because I'm just doing work, and I'm kind of outworking them, I think.
You know what? The universe wants you to leave.
It does.
It's time. Hell yeah. It's time.
Yes.
That's not you, Nancy. Nancy, you are so much greater than that. You have purpose, woman. You are greater than that. But I don't want you to just jump up tomorrow and leave that job. Line another job up.
I won't.
Yeah, so you have one. But, yeah, get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. That is just, as the kids say, a clusterfuck. That's what you're working in, a clusterfuck. And I'm sorry, you know, Jesus, I can feel you. I'm sorry that you have to go through this, but that's okay. I'm validating what you already know.
But they're not
going
to be able to clean it up because it's kind of a cool organization. It's just the people are real stinkers.
No, because as long as they've got people, those two women bouncing off each other and the guy that's being two-faced, that's not a good thing. You know, you want to be able to have trust. You want to be able to have respect. Okay, you're not getting that. You're not getting that.
No,
so that's not fair to you. Yeah. So anyway, yes, universe wants you to leave. The universe has said you've done your time. You've done your time, your tenure. It's time to move on to something that's going to make you happy. Happy.
Yay. I'll figure it out, right? Yay. Thank you.
Yes. Now, remember, let me tell you this, though, Nancy, before you go. We're in Mercury retrograde, so whatever job you find, I know you don't want to be there for another 3 weeks, but I don't want you to start a new job until after the 28th.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, good.
Good.
Okay.
I actually like
that
the
makes
organization.
Me happy.
I just think there's lots of politics and mean stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah. Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But life is good, so I appreciate your advice.
Yes, yes. Well, do that. The salt, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And cover yourself in white light. And the next 3 weeks you'll be okay. I see you in April starting a new job.
Oh, good.
It's almost like, now I'm going to tell you what they're showing me. It's almost like it's laughable. April 1st is April Fool's Day, and that's when you start a new position.
Oh, that's funny.
I know, that's what I said.
It's
like it's laughable, but it's when you start the new job is April 1st.
Wow.
So during these three weeks, you're going to get lined up. Yeah, you're going to get lined up and interviews and whatever, and April 1st, new beginning. New beginning,
well,
new job.
Life is good. I hope so.
All right, well, I'm going to say congratulations.
Thank you.
I know
you.
You're going to be out of there. Yeah, well, I just want to say congratulations. I'm glad you called in. But I'm saying congratulations on your new job and getting out of that toxic environment, because you're much better than that, and you deserve better. Okay?
Amen. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling, Nancy. All right. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. And also the chat room is open. Don't forget that Heather is in there. And Heather is really good. I'm telling you, because I got to go in there and answer a question for her, too. That's right. Let me just stop, Heather, and do this now and answer your question, because you're always so gifted in helping us. I'm going to a conference. I want to know if I will find a new job there. Okay. Let's see. There's three networking areas. I see you going to three tables, and you're putting in job applications, but also at those three different tables is a big network. Each one is networking. So, yes, you will find a job there. Three tables, okay? So you got to go to three tables while you're there, and one of those tables is your job, but it's they're all, I'm seeing, expanded networking. Just, you know, it's like if the hospital had a table there and you said, okay, I'm going to apply for a nurse's aide, it'll be 20 jobs. It'll be 20 jobs there. That's why I said networking. So whatever that you feel your niche is, it will be there. Good deal. Good for you to do that too, Heather. It's your time. Just remember, whatever job, you know, after the 28th, even if you get the job and they say, you know, can you start in 2 weeks, tell them, could you start by the end of the month if it's okay? And you know you'll be there for the next 5 years. Okay. Thank you, Heather. All right. Next caller, area code 307. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. Alyssa? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Alyssa.
Well, welcome to the show, Miss Alyssa. How are you doing today, young lady?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Pretty good. And how are you?
Terrific.
Good.
Terrific.
Good to
no
hear.
Complaints. Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering about the relationship I've been in.
Oh, okay.
What's
the first
what's
name?
What's going on with him? Brandon.
Okay, that's it. I don't want his last name. Okay, what do you want to know about him or about your relationship?
I want to know what's going on with our relationship. He just, he won't text me back. We were living together, and I have been staying at my daughter's for like the past 5 days, and I haven't talked to him at all. He won't talk to me.
Yeah, I see him backstroking. That's what I see him doing. You know, like a swimmer, when they do the backstroke, that's what he's doing away from you. He's moving backwards away from you. Okay, let's see. Boy, I got the color red and I got plaid. Wow. I'm getting this red and plaid. I'm also going to put this question out there to Heather, too. Heather, what do you see with Alyssa and Brandon? Okay. So I saw red at first. Wow. Red can mean anger, fire. But then I see plaid like it's multiples or layers. Okay. Why? Okay, whoa. I shoot from the hip. Brandon is waiting on you to get your shit together. What does that mean? He's backing up until you get your shit together, and then he'll come back.
I have my shit together. I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm concentrating too, Heather, because I got first came up with the color red, and then I got plaid, but it's red and the plaid almost like, to me, that's like Christmas, which would be happy Christmas time, but I'm not feeling the happiness, so I want to know why he.
It was really weird, and all of a sudden
he gave up. He gave
why?
Up, Alyssa. I know. He just feels like he needs space and time, and he's, the angel said he needs space and time away from you. He wants to see for himself, if you two ever cross paths again and you have changed to, change it, he will come back and be with you. He would. He would. But right now, he's like, he's standing in the background. He's not really observing. He's like, he's just moved on and went his way, backstroking. He's going on doing his thing until he sees a change in you.
I wonder what the change could be.
What's going on with him with work? Did he just get laid off a job? Or he got a promotion?
He just got a promotion a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Which should have been a happy thing.
Yeah, and it was, and everything was good until just about 5 days ago.
Yeah, I see that there's confusion within him, too. I see that.
Is it another woman?
No, I'm not seeing another woman. When you and him were in your relationship together, were you kind of smothering him or consuming, all-consuming?
We lived together, so, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Last weekend I went 4 hours away back home to visit, and I told him I needed it just a break, you know, because we had been around each other so much. So me and my daughter went down and visited. But then we were okay when I got back. I don't know. That's not it, I don't think.
Okay. Well, Heather is telling me that his job is consuming him totally. So
yeah.
He must be hella busy in this new job.
He's been there for 5 years, but he's busy. He's the top mechanic at the shop. So
I'm seeing that now too, Heather. I'm seeing him just work. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, in a way, it's good money wise. Yeah, it's good, but for your mental prosperity and your physical prosperity, no. You know, but he got a promotion, so he's kind of like, what do you say, between a rock and a hard place. It's like, you know, I got this, I gotta be here and do this now. You know, I asked for it, so it's here. But, the job is consuming him. So that's what it is. Part of it, it's a break from you, and that's okay. I think you two will get back together, I do. But I just think right now the job is all encompassing to him, and he just needs a break away from you for a minute. So, have that little space, and maybe, you know what, we're going into Mercury retrograde. Do this for me, Alisa. It ends on the 28th. So during this three-week period, maybe once a week, just, you know, how you doing? Don't want anything, just checking in with you. That's it. Real light, okay? And then after the 28th, then I want you to say, well, can we get together for dinner maybe? Okay, you're not pushing it because those 3 weeks, right, you just one text. How you doing? Checking in. Don't want nothing. But after Mercury retrograde, then I want you to go back and say, look, can we get together? Can we go have dinner or maybe go to a show or have a cup of coffee or something and bring him back? Because then he could tell you, like, I've been working my ass off. You know,
he
said, well, you know, is it time for you to take a break, babe? Maybe it's time for you now to, you know, take a little break. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Do that for me.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Alisa. I'll be looking to hear from you, girl.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's see. Next caller. Area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Dion from Chicago.
Okay, this is who? I'm sorry.
Dion.
Can you talk into the phone? I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying.
Dion.
Oh, okay. Oh, Dion. Is this my Dion?
Yes.
Okay, now I can. You're so far away, honey. I couldn't hear you. Anyway, how you doing, Dion? What's going on, girl? How's work?
Who cares about work? It's just fucking another day. slow.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's going to pick up here March and April, definitely by April. So what's your question for me today, young lady?
What's going on with Maz? I haven't heard from him.
From Maz?
Maz.
Yeah. He's not even in the country right now. He's overseas in Europe. Italy? Yeah, it looks like Italy. He's over there vacationing right now. He's not even here. So that's it. Looks like he went with a son or a nephew. There's a young man that went with him, and they are visiting the family. So either a son or a nephew. Yeah. So they're over there. It looks like maybe 2 weeks, Dion. I think they're going to be there for about a couple of weeks, and then they'll be returned. They'll be back. So that's what's happening with him. He's on vacation. Anything
okay.
else? Yeah.
I mean, what does that do with me, though? Like, what about him and me?
I'm not picking up anything from him to you. I just see him enjoying with his family right now and friends. Yeah, I'm not seeing any type of relationship or anything like that. You work, and I see him in Italy, so, yeah, he's enjoying right now. I would maybe connect with him maybe when he gets back, you know, in a couple of weeks here. He's with the family enjoying, so he's okay. It's okay. We got to find
okay.
another boyfriend for you, okay? Somebody new.
Yeah, something.
Fresh meat, somebody new. Okay. Why am I getting, I'm seeing a table outside, chairs around it, but it's a business. Almost looks like it's like French or a coffee shop. I see you sitting there and a guy passes by, and I see another guy asking, is anybody sitting there with you, and said no, and he sits at the table and you talk. It's a bistro. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a table because it's sunny outside, and there's, you know, like two people or three people to a table, but it's all outside, and then they have the restaurant inside. So, yeah, that's coming up April. Sorry. The angels are showing me April. April is going to be your really productive month. For your business, profit-wise, and evidently for your love life as well. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. I had to drink some water. All right, Dion, thanks for calling. Let me know.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, well, before I get to the next call, yeah, I got to drink some water. Why my throat is so dry today? All right. Whew. Okay, next caller, area code 302. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing, young lady?
Good. How are you?
Terrific.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to know about my love life.
Okay. Are you seeing anyone right now, or?
I'm not.
Okay, so we're looking at, I'm Saturday night, we're looking at fresh meat. Who's coming? That's why I'm Saturday night, because I like the clown, I like the laugh. Enjoy life. Okay, who's coming up for Jackie? Pimento, Palmerino, Pumpernickel, Pimerino. Ooh. Okay, angels, I can't say the word. I'm getting tongue-tied. What are you trying to tell me? Pomar, Tom Muriel. What are you trying to tell me? Pompeii? Are you telling me Pompeii? That's a city. Oh, okay, no. Premier, okay. And he's what? Oh, Filipino. Oh, well, no wonder I couldn't say his name. You guys got to come more correct for me. I don't know that. Don't mind me, Jackie. I'm talking to my angels. Because they're giving me this name, Premier, and I'm thinking a city or whatever. This guy is Filipino. Okay.
Huh.
Thank you. And his name is Pomero, and it's more to it than that, but I'm sorry. That's as much as I could get, Pomero, Pomero. But there's more letters to the name. He's a Filipino guy. Sorry, angels. I love y'all. Can you tell me about this guy? Oh, you meet him at a odd place that you don't normally go to. Huh. And it's like a flea market or an event. What else? Or a park even, really? Okay. It's interesting. Okay, they're telling me you're going to meet this Filipino guy. And believe it or not, this is even odder. He's 6 feet tall. And most, you know, yeah, that's odd because most Filipino people are like, you know, 5'8", 5'9",
right.
Like 5'10". You don't normally see, I mean, their culture isn't known, and nothing against Filipino people, but their culture is not known for tall men. So
right.
That's what I'm saying. For him to be 6 feet, that is unusual. Odd place that you're going to meet this guy. It could be a flea market or some event where it's like people from around the world.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's an event where it's all kind of cultures there, all kind of people. Or at a park, and the angels are showing me the same thing at a park, like some big festival or something, but it's all kind of, it's like black, Filipino, Jewish, Muslim. It's all kind of people there, Asians. It's just, yeah, it's just a lot of people there. So flea market, yes, but at this event or festival at the park. And this is where you're going to meet this guy. So this is coming up. Oh, okay, I got you. April 3rd to the 23rd. Oh, okay. Hope you're writing this down, Jackie. From April 3rd to the 23rd is when you're going to meet this. Excuse me. That you're going to meet this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how is she going to be introduced, angels and guides, to this man? By a girlfriend. And this girlfriend is Asian, but she could be mixed. Okay, let me write this down. Says she's Asian, but she could be mixed, like either Asian and white or Asian and black.
Mm.
But she's mixed, yeah. She's not no best friend of yours, like an associate.
Oh, okay.
You know, like if you could be out with your girlfriends or something, and maybe she's a friend of one of your girlfriends. Yeah, like
mm-hmm.
that associate. She's not somebody that, you know, you run thick with. But she's the one. She's going to be with your circle. Okay, you circle of women that are going to be together, and it looks like a couple of guys whenever this transpires. She's going to be there too, but she knows this guy, and she's going to introduce you to him. I don't know. It's like you say something flippant, Jackie, like, he's cute. He's a cute guy. Yeah, and she knows him. She's like, oh, I'll introduce you. You're like, oh, crap. She knows him? Yeah. You know, it's like you guys are just having fun and stuff. You know, you see people like, oh, yeah, he's a cute guy. Wonder what he's like or something. But she knows the guy. And now you're like, oh, shit. You know, and she introduces you. from that point
cool.
on, it's between you two. I see him. I see you. In fact, I see the both of you right now sitting at a picnic table. You know, like those picnic benches?
Uh-huh.
Table where they comes with the seat attached to the bench or whatever.
Right.
He's on one side, you're on the other. I'm looking at the both of you right now, and the both of you are talking. You're
mm-hmm.
just talking back and forth. He went to go get some food or something because he comes back. He's got a plate with some food and two drinks. Looks like two pops, 7-Ups. He's got two 7-Ups. So, yeah, you two are going to talk big time. Big time, because you're sitting there talking. He goes get something to eat and drinks and come back. And you're so, in fact, to the point that you done forgot about the folks you came with. You're supposed to be enjoying. You done forgot about them. You it's just one on one. You and him both focus on each other. This is coming up. So yeah, real soon. I would just tell you during Mercury retrograde, get your shit together. Whatever you need to do, have fun, enjoy, throw your hair down. I don't care what you do, because come April, you're going to meet the guy that you're going to love for the rest of your life, and he's going to love you.
Really? Wow. The rest of my
yes.
life, huh?
Yes. That's what I told you. It's odd. It's almost like opposites attract, but it's not. It is
uh-huh.
and it's not, okay? But you're going to
huh.
love this guy, and he's going to love you. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Almost like the two cultures come together, and you blend so beautifully, so beautifully. Uh-huh. The two of you. I'm telling you, you forgot about your friends. You and him were so busy, so into talking to each other, learning about each other. It's like, you know, I did come here with some people. Okay,
funny.
Jackie, so you're on notice. He's Filipino.
Okay.
Pomero, that's as far as I got, Pomero, some more letters to the name. He's going to come up between April 3rd to the 23rd. It's either going to be a flea market at an event or a festival or something at the park. Okay?
Cool.
That's your guy.
Well, I will call you back in April and let you know how it goes.
Oh, you will. You're going to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you right now, you go, girl. Because I can
well,
see
thank
it.
You.
So, you go, girl. If you see anybody from me, send him this way, please. I live in Washington.
Will do.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Jackie, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
All right, thanks, you too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, well, we're getting down to the end of the show. I want to thank Heather. Oh, my sister Heather, thank you so much for being here today and helping. I surely appreciate it. And let me just go over a couple of things right quick so you guys remember. The new moon is the 6th, March 6th, with this on a Wednesday, this week. And the full moon is March 20th, which is also on a Wednesday. How about that? Okay. Mercury retrograde begins March 5th and ends March 28th. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Don't forget to go to YouTube, pull up Saturday Night Psychic, which is me. And you can see the March horoscopes, and also I'm going to put up the Mercury retrograde because it's in the sign of Pisces and how it's going to affect all 12 signs. So look for that. I'll probably be putting that up, if not today or tomorrow. And if you click, when you go to YouTube, be sure and click on subscribe, hit the like button, and that bell, and then they'll notify you that, you know, I've put the horoscopes up about Mercury retrograde. Okay, let me see what else. Next week, Nina should be here Sunday and Monday with us. We're so happy. I'm so happy for Nina, too. My God, blessings to her. Yes, yes. We'll be here tomorrow night, 6 p.m. You know that from 6 to 7. So if you miss me today, call back tomorrow night. I'll be back at 6 p.m. And next Sunday will be me and Nina. And again, happy birthday to all the Pisces. God bless you. And, I have two birthdays. How about that? Happy birthday to my niece, Cassie Selena. Her birthday was Friday the 1st. And happy birthday today to my godson, Louie. Happy birthday, Louie. You know I love you and the family. So, yep, I forgot about that. But anyway, have a good week. Be good to yourself. Love yourself. Forgive yourself. Thank God for whatever the day may bring, or whoever, God, Buddha, Muhammad, I don't care. Just think the highest good for that day. Okay, and if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, and so does Miss Nina, and Heather does too. So there. Love y'all. See you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. If not, have a wonderful, blessed week, and thanks for being on the show today. All right.
Possibility in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine to lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out. Lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take.